Welcome to Enlightenment of Change with Connie Whitman of Whitman & Associates. Here's Connie.
Welcome to Enlightenment of Change on webtalkradio.net. I'm your host, Connie Whitman, so thanks for joining us. So as you're listening to these shows each week, I truly, truly hope that I am helping you and my guests are helping you shift your perspective on change, right? Whether it's change thrust upon you or you're choosing that change, how can you navigate with a little bit more ease and grace? And by using the tools and the concepts and ideas that my guests and I speak about, I hope that you're coming up with ideas for you to either connect with your clients more effectively or your family, or scale your business if that's something you're looking to do. And at the end of the day, for me, it's always about building relationships and having beautiful relationships around you, as well as creating the life that you desire and really deserve. So I hope the show is giving you some of that energy and inspiration. So always, thank you for joining us every week. So my motivational quote today is by Benjamin Franklin, and he says, "Either write something worth reading or do something worth writing." Now, have you ever wanted to write a book? And if so, what would the topic be and what would the content look like within? Wouldn't that be exciting to be published and see your book, walk into Barnes & Noble and see your book there, or go and scroll Amazon and see it on Amazon? Holy crap, right? That would be the coolest thing ever. So why haven't you written your book yet or written your masterpiece? Is it because you don't even know where to begin or where to start with your concept? So statistics, and this is kind of sad, but statistics have shown 81% of Americans, my guest is from Canada, but Americans, probably the similar statistics, but 81% of Americans, which works out to be about 200 million people, say that they have a book inside them, and about 10% actually pull the trigger and write a book. So it's just so sad. So today, of course, I have an expert. Her name is Elizabeth Johnston, and Elizabeth helps coaches and entrepreneurs in the health and wellness industry integrate their personal story into their business so they attract clients they love to work with. Now, Elizabeth is an author, a certified writing instructor with over 20 years of experience, and a story structure expert. So you need her. She is a prolific writer with over 100 articles and reviews widely published in magazines and national newspapers. And during decades of writing, teaching, and reviewing, Elizabeth has developed a keen understanding of what makes good stories stick. Now, her latest project was the writing and directing, which I think is so cool, of a short film, Keepsake, based on her grandmother's experience of World War II. So truly an inspired writer and now director. Please help me welcome my amazing guest, Elizabeth, to the show. So, Elizabeth, thanks for being on.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here. It's lovely to be able to talk to you and to talk to your people.
Yeah, and so this is important, Elizabeth, because I am not a writer. I am really great at talking. Ask me to sit down and write, and I don't even know where to begin. And it's funny, I'm publishing a book. Actually, the launch date is July 16th. Woohoo! Yes, very excited. It's a business book, so don't get that excited. But that's my wheelhouse. That's what I know. But writing that book, because I'm not a writer, and understanding where to begin, it's overwhelming. So that's why when you and I met through a challenge that we were doing together a few weeks ago, it was a no-brainer, because what I went through to write that book, it could have been an easier process because I really didn't know what I was doing. I know my content, but I didn't know how to do it. But I did know it needed to get out there. So I'm just so excited for us to talk today, because I do believe everybody has a story to tell, and whatever that is. So let's dig in. So why do you think stories are really important in the realm of business?
Well, yeah, that's a great question, and I actually kind of have a question for you, because you just said that I knew I had to get the story out. Even though it wasn't in my wheelhouse, I knew I had to get this out. So why is it that you felt you needed to get that story out?
It's funny. You know, I've been in financial sales for 38 years. And thank you for asking that. That's so nice of you. Reversing roles. No one's ever done that to me, Elizabeth, so I love it, okay? So really quick, 38 years in sales, and I go to corporate clients and I help them train and their teams become more efficient with sales and building those client relationships, right, to scale business. That's kind of what I do. But as I've been going to networking events, I'm finding that small business owners, either themselves or their small teams of salespeople, they can't afford to bring me in, which I get because the return on investment, it doesn't equate. So what I decided was I need to write a book because these people need my help, but I can't give away the house either because my time, right, I have to get paid for my time. And so that's, I felt compelled because I knew people needed my help and I needed to make it affordable. And that means a lot to me. I'm here to serve, and I really do want to help people get better. And just like I said in my intro of the show, so the book to me was a mandatory thing for myself because I knew people needed my help in an affordable manner. So that really is what compelled me forward.
And I love how you answered that, because that's the kind of person that I love to work with the most, is people who are on a mission to help other people. And, you know, because a lot of people will write a book for their business because they think, oh, well, this is going to be, you know, good for my business. I'm going to get more money. And, like, yes, you will, you know, at some level or some way, or, you know, 6 degrees of separation somehow, you know, karma, it'll come back or whatever. But, you know, if your intent of writing the book is so important, because it's going to seep through in how you present your material. If you're just looking to, like, make $1 million, like, people are going to sense that you're not really there for them. And that's so important, that you need to come from a place of serving other people and wanting to help. And that's what drove you to write your book, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well said. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that, you know, like, first of all, that's what you have to realize, is that a book isn't going to necessarily make you $1 million, but it can really help people understand what you do and why you do it. Because Simon Sinek said that people don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. And so if you're able to, in your book, you know, lay out your method for helping people in whatever your expertise is, but then show them, you know, the human side as well, that's going to go a long way for you getting your ROI, you know, down the road.
Yeah, and it's funny because through the book, I love to tell stories. So even when I train live, now I'm training virtually, which is kind of cool too. See, again, new skill for me during COVID, love learning and love creating depth within my own knowledge and challenging myself. So it's kind of been bittersweet, like challenging, like, holy crap, is this going to work? And then when it does, you're like, whew, okay, another thing I've learned from this, and great feedback from the people, you know, in the class. It's awesome. But during classes, I share stories. So I share, like, why open-ended questions are important, right? That's one of the steps in the sales process. But then I tell a story of how you ask a question and you feel like you're pulling teeth. It feels horrible. So what you do is you jump to present your product. But you can't, because you don't know enough about the client, and then they get objections and you lose the sale. Of course you do, because you don't know enough about the client. Whereas when you're asking these great questions and the client is doing the talking and you're sitting there going, no way, really? All of a sudden, when you go to your presentation, it becomes obvious how you can help the client. And it's always coming from a place of service, not what product can I sell or service can I sell. So I love how you said that, that truly my book, it was something for me from a challenging standpoint, from a growth, yes, because I'm always learning and growing, but I really know that there's a pocket of people out there that I know they need help. And that makes me crazy, because sales should be so easy, but not if you don't know what you're doing, right? So everybody has a story.
Yes. And everybody has a story, but a lot of people think that they're not qualified to tell their own story. And sometimes we need to have some help with the structure, like you were saying earlier. It's like, you know what you do really well, you know, inside and out and upside and downside. And, you know, you like, you're the expert, but, like, how to articulate that in a way that is interesting to read, but that also follows a beginning, middle, and end. And that's where, you know, asking for help from the expert really is key here.
Yeah. Right?
And that's actually going to help you in the long run to not think that you have to do everything by yourself. And this is a fallacy that a lot of people come against, is that, well, I know how to write, you know, I've got a pen, I know how to write, so I can write my own book. But that's not actually the truth. If that's not in your wheelhouse. And so, you know, the entrepreneur who really understands the value of their zone of genius and that they need to stay in that as much as they can, they know that they need to outsource certain things, you know, in order to help their people to the best of their ability. And so, you know, either hiring somebody to help you write, like a book coach, mm-hmm. or, you know, taking a program, a group coaching program or something, to figure out, like, you know, how do I structure this book? You know, what needs to go first, what needs to go in the middle, what needs to go at the end, that's crucial in order to be able to shape and package your story for other people to understand. Because the truth of the matter is that we all tell stories every single day. You know, when we were in an office, we would go and get a coffee at, you know, in a break, and we would start telling a story about our drive into work and, like, how we saw this thing or we got caught in this traffic jam and, you know. And there's always a beginning, middle, and end. There's always a point to the stories that we're telling. But then when we come to write our own story, we think, like, oh, I don't know how to tell my story. But yet we do it every day. And the thing is that we actually need to, you know, have a bit of help in structuring it, because it's not in our wheelhouse.
And that structure is important from the perspective of building the know, like, and trust factor, right? So can you talk to people about that? Because if you put out a hot mess, you're not going to build that I know what I'm doing. People like you because of the authenticity of your story, right, and the organization of the story. And then ultimately we want people to trust us because we do want them to buy our book, right, and learn right. from it. That's why we wrote it in the first place. So why is that structure really critical for that piece of the puzzle?
Yeah. Well, I mean, and sometimes we write a book not necessarily because we want people to buy it, but because we want people to understand what we do and how we can help them, you know? And so I think that's important, is that we're not going to write a book because we're going to be a millionaire after that. We're writing a book to help people understand what we do and how we can help them, and why you should, you know, get on my mailing list, or, you know, book a call with me, or, right. you know, sort of thing. But the kinds of stories that we tell are really important in terms of our business. And if we are always telling stories of, you know, I tried to do this, but it didn't work, and that's the end of the story. I mean, what we're going to be left with is that you tried to do something, but you couldn't find the solution. So how am I going to trust you that with my problem, Absolutely. You're going to have a solution? Right. So it is really important to, figure out the stories that in our life that can actually demonstrate our expertise, as well as our empathy, because, like, some of our stories are not necessarily related to our expertise, but show us the roots, let's say, of how we came to be the expert. So, for instance, I was talking to a woman the other day, and she asked me to look at her website and give her some feedback about how she was using story in her website. And most people think that, you know, when you're using story in your website, that it comes in the about page. You know, that's where you get to tell your story. But so many people, when you look at their about page, they're actually talking about all of the degrees that they've had, or, you know, the awards that they've won or something. They're not actually telling any story. It's like they took their CV and they pasted in to their about page. And nobody cares about that, because when they're Googling for a solution, they want to find a solution. And they don't want to find, you know, you bragging about yourself. And it's not bragging. It's just, you know, you telling them, like, you know, why you're the expert. But they're not ready for that yet. They want to know, have you got the secret ingredient that's going to help them, you know, go the next step in their business or get rid of their pain or whatever. So in the about page, you need to tell your story so that people understand that you understand where they were, you understand where they are now and where you used to be, right? And so this woman that I was looking at her website, the first line of her about page was that She's always had an entrepreneurial experience, background, and it started at the age of 10. And then she went on to all of her awards and background and education. And it's like, I want to know about what happened at age 10.
That's exactly what I thought.
Yes, that's the story. And so her challenge now is to write about that story, but in a way that connects to her expertise today, right? So thinking about from where you are today and the expert that you are today, why is that age 10 person so crucial in your development? You know, and...
Go ahead. Go ahead. I love this.
So, you know, using story is actually really simple, but you have to know, like, what is going to resonate with the person that's landing on your webpage, either for your book or for your business. And so in order to do that, you have to understand that there are two stories going on. There's the story of you in your business, and a lot of people think that they're the hero of their business, but you're not. The hero of your business is your client. So you have to figure out what story is going on in your client's head before they get to your website. And you have to speak to that person that they are then, because they're in the midst of their pain. They can't figure things out. They don't know how to get more sales. They're going, you know, cold calling. Nothing is working. How can I actually, like, you know, make a living doing this? And so they land on your webpage, and they don't want to know that you've won, you know, salesperson of the year 10 years in a row. That's not going to help them, right? And that actually doesn't speak to where they are. They're not a winner yet.
And I think also it makes you human. And it's funny, I'm giggling because a story popped into my head as you were saying that. Throughout my book, I talk about what I learned, how I failed, but what I learned from that, from the application. And then over my, you know, I've been in business 20 years. So over that 18 year working in a corporation, you know, they have sales models you have to follow and scripts and other things that they tell you you have to do, and why things didn't feel comfortable for me and why things did feel comfortable for me. And that's now I have my 7-step sales process that I have used personally for that 38 years, taking the good, the bad, and the ugly, whittling it down, and then really using it to be authentic with my clients, because it's always about the client. It's never about me. So it's funny that you said that, because it's not about me. My book's not about me. My books are about my clients and how I learned how to serve them better and put them at the forefront. And then the other thing I was giggling, Elizabeth, is when I train, there's this one story I tell, and I won't give the details now, but my husband and I, our style of communicating are polar opposites. So when we're talking to clients, you're not always meeting people that speak and think and respond the way you do. But you have this knowledge that I teach. You have to shift, right? So, because it's about the clients, not about you. So I tell that when I talk about that, I don't talk about sales and my clients. I talk about my husband, because we are polar opposites. And when for his birthday one year, I did not grow up with animals in the house. He did, but he was dying for a bird. I move fast. I think fast. I do everything fast. I went to the store and I bought a one-legged bird. This is not a joke. And I know. And when he came home, I was distraught because it was one-legged bird. And so the people at the shop, I called and I said that this bird has one leg, you know, like, what the heck? They said, well, you could bring it back. We didn't realize, you know, blah, blah, blah. Now I'm, so I said, well, if I bring it back, what are you going to do? And the owner of the store said, well, we have to destroy it. Well, that killed me. So now my husband comes home. He sees the bird all set up, right? And I'm sitting in the kitchen like this, distraught. And he's like, I go, yeah, I got you a bird for your birthday, but I'm upset. And then he said, yeah, why are you upset? I go, it has one leg. He goes, no, it's perching. I'm, no, it has one leg. At the end of the story, people are hysterical, but I think now whenever I'm making a decision entirely too quickly, all my husband has to say to me, is this a one-legged bird episode? And it's hysterical, right? I stop, I laugh, and I go, okay, you're going to do the research? Okay, good. It's a blind spot. I move too fast. He's the opposite. So with our clients, you have to understand that. So this is why I'm telling the story, Elizabeth, and I don't mean to go on here. one of the students were in one of the classes, and it was another class, and I was talking about this behavioral model and shifting and all of that, and he said, you got to tell the one-legged bird story. So then I'm like, oh, I don't like to repeat the same stories, because then people, and I said, does everybody know it? They go, okay, now you really have to tell it. So I looked at him, he goes, I love the story, tell it again. So, but you see, it was out of the sales context, out of the corporate environment. Everybody remembers, holy crap, the bird story, customers in front of me, how do I need to shift? That's the power of what you're talking about. I that was my example live. I did not include that story in the book, by the way.
that's a great story. And that's why, you know, I think that it's important for entrepreneurs to generate a whole bank of stories just like that. Because you never know when you're going to be able to use those stories for a specific, you know, instance, or like if you go to networking events and you might be talking to one person and based on the questions or comments that they make, you thought, oh, that story, I'm going to tell them that. And then you go to the next person, it's like, oh, I'm going to tell them that story. So you draw that story in. And so, so telling your story, I mean, we have many stories within us that can help us help other people, you know, in terms of our business. And, you know, that's what I love helping people do, is draw out like a myriad of stories that they have within them and shape them. And they may not know as soon as they shape them where they're going to put it, but it has a lesson, it has a moral, it has a point. And it usually relates to either their vulnerability or their values or their mission. So if you can categorize them in those areas, then, you know, and you look at them regularly or before you go into a sales meeting or before you go into a networking meeting, just like look at the titles, like, oh, yeah, I remember that. I remember that. And then go in there and they're fresh, you know, top of mind. And you can bring them up and use them when they're appropriate.
And writing them down. So talk to me about writing them down, because as I share, right, and I shared those stories in the book, there's an element of tangibility. Understanding a concept, but then you forget it. Understanding a concept and then connecting it to the story, it becomes visual. And I think that helps with the transformation, right? So, you know, life writing for entrepreneurs, you know, what is it? And what are the opportunities, kind of like what we're talking about, for that personal transformation for the entrepreneur as well as for their client, right? There's a lot going on with that.
Yeah, it's huge. So I've been teaching memoir writing for about, I don't know, 5-6 years now. I've taught all types of writing, screenwriting, poetry, travel writing, children's writing, you know, everything in between. But about, like, I don't know, 5-6 years ago, I decided I really want to start teaching memoir writing. I don't know why. I just really, literally woke up one morning and decided I want to teach memoir writing, and specifically to seniors. So anyway, I quickly found myself a gig. You know, it's so funny. Like, you put the message out there into the universe, and then I got an email from a fellow writer who was actually asked to teach memoir writing for seniors, but she couldn't do it. So she said, hey, do you want to do this? It's like, okay. You know, it's just so funny. Anyway, so I put together the curriculum. I started doing this. And what I quickly realized was that a lot of people who are retired are afraid of retirement. And they didn't think that, you know, now that they're retired, what are they going to do with themselves? There's no point. There's no purpose. And they didn't think they had the inner resources to deal with this next phase of their life. And, you know, the class that I taught at that point was 10 weeks. But like about halfway through the class, they would all of a sudden be perked up. They would realize, you know, through what I was helping them write about, that they're strong. They're resilient. They learn so many things, and all of those things that they've already done can carry them through the next phase of their life. So they had increased confidence. They're able to do, like, go forth and like do different things that they weren't expecting that they could do. And so then I realized this life writing is transformational. And when I started thinking about it for entrepreneurs, this is where I, you know, I'm shifting now. And I realized that, like, if you can unearth those stories in your own life, you can increase your confidence. You can, you know, set a vision for yourself and go forward with that. And it can be rooted in your own personal experience. Because I think a lot of times entrepreneurs start a business because out of fear, let's say, or like, I have to do it. I have to pivot, COVID. I have to, like, you know, do something different now. And they're like worried and they're, you know, trying to pivot. And it's not rooted in authenticity and who they really are as a person. But if you do life writing, you can generate and unearth stories in your own life. It's like, oh yeah, at age of 10, I was already in the entrepreneurial mode, you know? So you can draw upon those realities in your own life, and that can help you move forward with confidence in your expertise.
Do you help, so, to me, that yes, yes, and yes, that was just brilliant what you just said. So, and as, see, again, it's that ability to gain skill, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, I was able to do that, a little bit more confidence in whatever world you're in, right? Whatever business you're in. Do you have, so that workshop, that 10 weeks, is that what got you started saying, wait a minute, this life writing really can help entrepreneurs ground their business, show up more authentically, perhaps even connect more in intimately, and I don't mean that in a sexual way, but intimately with their ideal client. Do you have like a set of questions? Because like, I'm listening to you and thinking, oh, I wouldn't even know where to begin to come up with, like, I have all these stories, right? Everybody does. Our life is a path of stories, but where do you begin? So do you felt like, what is your process? I'm just trying to understand that. And I think that would help people listening.
Yeah. So I started doing this, you know, life writing for seniors. And, what I realized was that, people really quickly kind of got addicted to the whole telling stories about their life thing. And so I had about, like, I don't know, like, about 10 people who followed me from like 6 years ago when I started doing this, and they would take the course like every, and it ended up being every 6 weeks, but they would like keep, you know, enrolling every 6 weeks for 4 years. And we only took August off and I'm in December. So basically for like, you know, 4, 5, 6 years in a row, every week, every year, people are taking these classes. And it's not necessarily that they want to write a book, although some did, but most of them just loved showing up and sharing their stories based on the theme that I would give them, right? And so that's the thing. It's like, most people will not sit down every single week and, you know, write about their life. But if you provide a structure and accountability, because, you know, you're going to be expected to share your story next week and other people are wanting to hear your story, then all of a sudden people do it, you know, because sometimes we'd have a 2 week break in between, you know, a session and nobody would write. But as soon as they came back, they would start writing and they would write these amazing stories and get amazing feedback. And so what I realized was that as long as I gave them a meaty enough theme, and I gave them questions, different questions, so they can enter it in from different angles, then they were good to go. And so it's almost like it doesn't even need to be anything specific, but it needs to be something that somebody gives you, and then you rise to the challenge, basically. And so currently what I'm doing is I'm looking at the 8 dimensions of wellness. That's like my current life writing class that we're running right now. And so we're looking at, you know, spiritual well-being. We're looking at financial well-being. We're looking at social well-being. So I give them questions around those elements, and they come and they write things. And a lot of times people connect it to their business, or they just connect it to their personal life. But no matter which way that you go, even if you're just writing about it, you know, from a personal standpoint, you can later, you know, in the retelling of it, actually connect it to your business, because it's all connected to how you see the world. It's all connected to your values, you know, and so everything that you write is going to be connected to your worldview. So So it's very easy to connect it to your business.
And it's so funny because obviously I think business because that's, you know, that's my world. Like I was born to be an entrepreneur. I know that. And, yeah. But as I'm listening, I'm thinking of people I know and I'm thinking, wow, their story is so, their life story is so fascinating. Trials and tribulations, perhaps they've gone through, excuse me. And then, you know, where they've transformed and come to.
Right.
Apologies. And excuse me. And when I think of them, I think that would be an inspiring, tremendous story. And so I'm hoping as people are listening, because everybody isn't an entrepreneur that listens to me. I get that. But perhaps they have a story within them, a memoir, like you're saying, but that somebody, even if they're afraid to do it, that someone could benefit from their stories, their trials, their tribulations, and then how they came out the other end, you know, filled with joy. I think that's really, really important. And then for the entrepreneur to be able to take those stories so that people get to understand who you are, I think it just expands your reach of telling your story, your mission, who you are, all of those things. So it's funny, as I'm telling people that, you know, my book is coming out, they're so excited for me, but it's from this place of love and generosity. And, you know, like my friends, I'll buy one. I'm like, oh no, I'll give you one. They're like, no, we have to buy one. Like, I'm like, oh, okay. So it's and I feel uncomfortable with that. Isn't that funny? I'm like, no, you're like one of my closest friends. You're my family member. Of course I have to give you one and I have to sign it, right? For me, it's really not about the money. It's about, I know people need help. So entrepreneurs, if you're unsure, like the website, the woman, tell that story about being 10 and why you're meant to be an entrepreneur. I think that people buy the story because it gets you to who the human is behind it. And that's who we want to work with. I want to work with people who are real like you. I want to work with people who have those stories and they think, you know, that was crap. But look at what I did with it and look at what I'm doing. I'm a cool person or whatever it is. So I love that transformational kind of piece with it. What are the three stories that we talked about that every leader needs to have in their portfolio? Because a lot of people are leaders that are listening and executives that listen to the show. What are those three stories they should have?
Yeah. So, you know, first of all, you need to have, you know, your vision story. And this is the story that clarifies your purpose for yourself and others. And, you know, expresses what you want to achieve, the thing you want to improve or change in your industry. It actually, you know, gives you like a vision of like where you want to be. Because like, and again, going back to, you know, Simon Sinek, you know, people don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. And so if you have a vision and if you're saying like, you know, I want to help, you know, 1,000 women entrepreneurs by, you know, the end of 2020 to have a, you know, $100,000 a month, right? This is something that you're wanting to help other people because you want to, you know, give them that emancipation, that freedom that's going to come with that, you know, dollar sign. And yes, you'll make money, you know, along the way, but you're really on a mission to help other people. But if you went and said like, oh, I want to make $1 million by the end of, you know, 2020, come help me. Like nobody's going to be motivated, you know, to help you. And, so being really clear about what your vision is going to help you draw people to you that are going to want to, join you on that journey and, you know, spread the word about that. And again, you know, about the about you story. So, you know, why you do what you do, and not just like what you do, but why you do it. So that's really important. So that's the other thing. The other thing is that you need to like have a story that creates what you want to do now. Like the beauty story, you know, like what's fun about working today, now, about what you do, right? And like, how do you add value and beauty to what you do today? So those three things looks at the past, present, and future.
I love
that. Yeah, together, they're really going to, you know, give somebody who lands on your webpage a really good sense about who you are, why you do what you do, and why they should care.
And I love the past, present, and future because tomorrow is unwritten. So if we can communicate, it's what you said, that you were like, I want to do the memoirs, and then you get the email, can you teach this class? I truly believe the clearer we have that vision for the future of what we hope to achieve, the opportunities, the people, whatever it might be, find you, and what you imagine the future could be is actually limited, and what the future becomes is often great. But if we're not sitting and writing, journaling, whatever it is for people listening, but if you're not looking at what is my past story, what is my present, right, what is my mission now, and what that mission, what, how do I want it to impact the future, hopefully for good, that clarity, I think, creates, and it goes back to what I said, I hope the show provides for people, that life that you desire, but that you deserve. And if we can clearly articulate that, both verbally and written, I think that really compels the universe to give you what you deserve and what you desire. So for me, the written word is not as easy as speaking, but I so see the value of writing clearly, because in my, and I hire teams to do this, because I don't have the skill on the website and the copy for the sales funnels and all these things that we have to do as entrepreneurs now. So I hire experts, because I know the essence of what I want to say, but I don't know the right words and how to position it so it flows and it makes sense and it gets people to lean in, right? That's why I know I need people to help me with my writing. And that's, I'm not ashamed of that. That's real. I own it. And I know what I'm good at. And I hope people hire me for what I'm good at, because they're not good at it. So again, you have to own your limitations. And I'm okay with that. I will. And here's the thing. Can I write? Sure. Do I like writing? Not really. Do I know I need to do it? Absolutely. And will I ever be great at it? Probably not. But that's okay. I know that about myself. I own it. I appreciate it. And I could talk to Elizabeth, and Elizabeth goes, I know what you're saying, and write this beautiful paragraph and go, holy crap, that's amazing. That's your superpower. So we have to honor each other's superpower. So we're out of time. We're well out of time. But thank you so much. I think we might have to do another show, Elizabeth. I feel like we're at the tip of the iceberg. There's so much more we have to talk about. Thank you so much for sharing. And I think the for my listeners, no matter whether you're an entrepreneur, that you work for someone as a leader, you need those stories, you need to articulate, write them down. And every one of us, I really believe, has a memoir within us. And that is something on my bucket list. I would like to write a memoir. I probably have to hire someone to do that, you know, at a later stage. Because I like you said, the past, present, and future, that makes sense. But how do you put it together in a meaty, juicy, beautiful way that people would be like, oh my God, that's a great story, and this is what I learned from it. And I don't know how to do that. And that's okay. Okay, so I want to send everybody to your website. It's Elizabeth-Johnston, STON.com. And if they have questions, Elizabeth, they're going to go to info@Elizabeth-Johnston.com. I promise, guys, I will post Elizabeth's information so you can, and I'll backlink it so you can find her easy peasy. Is there anything else before we go that you would like to talk about? I think you have an upcoming challenge for people.
Yes. So two things, actually. I wanted to pick up on something that you had said about, like, if I know my story, then, you know, I can tell you, you know, I can tell you my story, but I can't write it. But the key thing is that you have to know what your stories are. And that's the value of you writing them down first. Like, however imperfect or, you know, rough that they are, you need to write them down in a beginning, middle, and end. And then when you hire those experts, those content experts or website experts, then you tell them the story, and then you can make a decision about how close they are to what your intent is, right? So it's really important, like, whether you feel that you're an expert or not, that you write your own stories first.
I love that.
And direct, you know, other people.
Good homework assignment, Elizabeth.
There you go. And so, yeah, so actually I'm having a challenge that's coming up, actually just starting June 1st. I don't know when you're going to air this.
This will be later.
Yeah. So you can cut that out then. I don't know.
That's okay.
Yeah. So, but July 27th, I'm having Life Writing for Entrepreneurs, and that is a 5-day challenge to develop your know, like, and trust factor.
I love it. So we'll have to post that, even if the show posts after, I'm not sure, but we'll post that so we get people on there. Do you run that several times a year, by the way?
Well, I'm planning on running it twice a year.
Nice. Okay, good. So if anybody misses it, the end of the year, you'll be doing another one. So if they follow you, go to your website and follow you on social media and everything, they'll be able to stay in touch and see when those different missions are coming out that you'll be working with. Okay, good. That's beautiful. Thank you so much. You guys, also another tool for you, go to WhitmanAssos.com/CSA. That's my communication style assessment. Yet another way for you to understand who you are and how other people perceive you or see you, and learn how other people show up and what you need to do to shift and pivot to make sure that you're talking to them and staying on the same page, both on the your personal and professional life. So check that out, WhitmanAssos.com/CSA, and find out, are you a heartfelt advocate, a stimulating motivator, an innovative organizer, a precise assessor, or there's one more and I can't think of it and I'm not going to waste time but making my memory bank. So check it out, WhitmanAssos.com/CSA. Elizabeth, thank you again for being on. Again, it's Elizabeth-Johnston.com and then info@Elizabeth-Johnston.com. They will all be posted on the Enlightenment of Change show. Thank you for being on, and I really hope that you've inspired people to just, even if they start journaling, they think of a story and they write bullets down, at least they're capturing, remembering that story, so that when and if they're ready to write their memoir or write a book from the entrepreneurial perspective, that they already have some content to share with an expert like you. I love that tip. That's such a great homework assignment.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Really, really pleasure. So much fun. And I learned something new. See, so that's always a good, to me, that's a good show when I even learn something new. Thank you again. And you guys, I hope you will join me weekly as we question, build, and discover together that no matter what your change that you choose or are facing, that there are tools, there are people like Elizabeth and myself that do care. And we're really here to help you with whatever that change is that you're experiencing. So keep tuning in. Check out Elizabeth. Check out my website, all of those things, and find the free resources that we have available for you. Elizabeth, thank you again. Thank you all for joining me. You've been listening to Enlightenment of Change on webtalkradio.net with me, your host, Connie Whitman. And I do wish you all just a wonderful, inspired week. And I challenge you, start to write your stories down, even if it's in bullet form. Capture them, reminisce, and savor the beauty of your life. Thanks, everybody.
You've been listening to Enlightenment of Change with Connie Whitman of Whitman & Associates. To learn more about Connie, visit her website, whitmanassoc.com. Thank you for tuning in. We're glad you were here.